is Emma. I'm 11 years old and a fifth grade student from Winchester Thurston School. These are my reflections on interviewing Pilar Fuentes. Pilar taught me to be open-minded even if you don't want to be. Doing this will help you in life because there are times where if you are not open-minded, then you will probably come off worse in that situation. I might not go through the same experiences as Pilar, but I can still use it to help me in my lifetime. Pilar Fuentes had a great time growing up and living in her home country, and I can understand why she still misses it. Puebla, Mexico was Pilar's home since 1972, and she lived there for 41 years. It surprised me when Pilar shared that they celebrated a lot in Mexico. These celebrations always included the whole family. She also implied strongly that Mexican food was the best. In Mexico, Pilar had someone to help do the cooking and cleaning in her home. This was not unusual and is part of the culture. The friends she had there were caring and friendly, just like most people in her culture. Pilar learned English while she was living in Mexico, and she was very happy there. Before moving to America, Pilar had visited as a tourist and, at the time, thought that everything was perfect here. It can be very hard for someone to change cultures and leave family behind all at the same time. Pilar came to Pittsburgh 3.5 years ago because her husband worked at a facility that transferred him here to Pittsburgh. She was only supposed to be here for 2 years, but she and her family have already been here for more than 3. When Pilar first came here, she cried every day. The hardest part of coming to America was leaving her family behind. Her earlier impressions of America have changed, and she has now realized that it is not perfect here like she originally thought. Even though she was depressed here at first, she began to realize that there were good things about America too. The shopping is really good in her opinion, and one of her favorite parts about Pittsburgh is the trees. She adores the trees because she says that they don't have many trees in Mexico. Also, the friends she has here have become like family because, like her, these new friends are also people who have immigrated from Mexico. They connect well with each other because they had left family back home, too. Pilar succeeded when she became willing to try new things. You will never experience the joy of finding a new hobby or discovering the culture of another place if you don't take chances and try things. Pilar didn't know what living in America felt like until she tried it and finally decided that she liked living here. I hope that all of you who are reading or listening to this reflection take chances too and that you succeed in your life like Pilar has.